Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, today you're speaking to Mish. I'm calling from MT Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed and this call is quick and confidential. Okay? Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Okay. All right. And what is the year of your birth? Sorry. The year you were born?
1983.
Okay. And what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
I've done some college.
Some college. Okay. All right. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry. My voice sounds oh, not nice. What is your race?
African American.
Okay. All right. And are you registered to vote or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Okay. All right. And how satisfied would you say you are with the direction of the country? Would you say you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction of the country?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Somewhat dissatisfied. Okay. All right. And as you may know, there will be election for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections with a 10, meaning you are extremely likely to vote, a 5, meaning you are neither likely or unlikely to vote, and a 0, meaning you are not likely to vote at all?
10.
10? Okay. All right. Let's take that off. Okay. And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated and 10 means that you are extremely motivated?
Ten.
10. Okay. And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel that your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
Five.
A 5. Okay. All right. And thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select up to 2. Would it be immigration, cost of living and inflation, voting rights and democracy, student loan forgiveness, jobs and the economy, healthcare, abortion, criminal justice reform or police violence, climate change, Israel or Palestine conflict, racism and discrimination, crime and violence, and then teaching history in schools? You are allowed to choose 2 of these options.
The cost of living
The cost of living. Okay.
and health care.
Healthcare. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now we would like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, you feel neutral, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number between 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. And if you don't know or you never heard of the person, you can indicate that as well. Okay. So, Tim Walls.
Five.
5. Okay. Hakeem Jeffries.
I never heard of him.
Never heard of. All right. Republicans in Congress.
They're 0.
0. Okay. Black members of Congress?
8.
8. Okay. Kamala Harris?
8.
8. Donald Trump?
0.
Joe Biden?
About 6.
A 6. All right. Okay. And we are on 40% complete. I appreciate your time and your opinion do matter. So if the 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Would it be Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, a third party, or independent candidate, or are you undecided?
Kamala Harris.
Okay. All right. And how certain are you that you will vote for Kamala Harris? Would it be very certain, somewhat certain, not too certain, or not at all certain?
Very.
Very. All right. And if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate, or are you undecided?
Democrat.
Sorry. Democrat. Okay. All right. And would you say that Democrats in Congress keep none of their promises, only a few of their promises, or some of their promises, or all of their promises to Black Americans?
Some.
Okay. All right. And does Joe Biden stepping aside in order for Kamala Harris to be the Democratic nominee make you more or less likely to vote for Democrats or for Congress, or does it make no difference either way?
No difference.
Okay. All right. And was your life better under Biden or better under Trump?
Biden.
Okay, so we have the option to choose much better under Biden, somewhat better under Biden, and then somewhat better under Trump, somewhat much better under Trump. So you mentioned Biden, so would it be much better or somewhat better under Biden?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay. All right. Okay, we are on 73% complete. So next I'm going to read you a series of statements that people may say about Republicans in Congress. So for each one, please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10. 10 means the statement raises a lot of concerns about voting for Republicans for Congress. 0 means it does not raise any concerns about voting for Republicans for Congress. And a 5 means somewhere in the middle, okay? So Trump and Republicans have stripped millions of women of the right to make decisions about their own bodies. With Black women facing disproportionate impact, more than half of Black women of reproductive age have little to no access to abortion care, thanks to Trump, and Republicans have promised to pass a national ban that would restrict access even further, putting the lives and health of Black women at risk. So would that be 0? It does not raise any concerns. 5 would be in the middle, and 10 would be it raises a lot of concerns. Mm-hmm. But you can also choose any number between 0 to 10. But that would be a 10.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. And Republicans are pushing forward with Project 2025, a dangerous plan to demolish our rights, particularly for Black communities. Under Project 2025, Republicans would gut health care coverage for Black Americans, make it easier to discriminate against Black Americans for jobs, eliminate diversity and equity programs, allow corporations to pollute our communities and eliminate benefits we have paid into such as Social Security.
10.
Okay. All right. And in 2020, Trump was told the white supremacist Proud Boys to stand back and stand by if he loses, and we saw the resulting carnage at the Capitol on January 6th. Trump continues saluting Proud Boys on stage at every MAGA rally. He promised them immunity if he wins and a bloodbath if he loses. Republicans in Congress continue condoning this violent rhetoric. Our communities must send a resounding message this election, not on our watch.
13.
Okay. All right. And education is the foundation of success and opportunity, but Republicans want to strip away access to education for Black Americans by gutting funding for public schools, eliminating grants that help Black students afford college, and banning African American history from schools.
Ian?
All right. Down to the last question right now. So Black entrepreneurs have worked hard to build generational wealth in Black communities, create jobs, and support their local economies. So Republicans want to strip away these opportunities and widen the racial wealth gap by defunding programs such as the Minority Business Development Agency, which provides grants to Black-owned businesses and attacking organizations working to include more Black Americans in wealth creation?
A 10.
Okay. All right. And thinking of the message you just heard or the messages you just heard, which of the following statements best describes how you feel? You can choose two. So one would be, we have fought too hard to build generational wealth to have these opportunities stolen from us by far-right extremists. We cannot allow our generation to be stripped of freedoms that so many sacrificed before us. We cannot stand by while our lives and the lives of our loved ones are put in danger. We cannot sit by while MAGA extremists try to steal our children's futures. And the last one would be, Black people have an important role to play protecting America from itself.
I'm going to say one and two.
Okay. All right. So we have just a few more questions to ask you again. As you may know, there will be election for President, U.S. Congress, and other states.